Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Monday, May 24th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 9¾ cents at 649¾. July wheat down 15¾ cents at 658½. July beans down 7¼ cents at 1519. The beans were down as much as another 13 cents off of that at one point last night, but then the bean oil rallied off the lows. We rallied almost a full penny off the lows. We were down about a dollar or a penny 30 earlier, than rallied a penny back. Palm oil is down overnight. Again, India is on shutdown because of COVID. India is the largest buyer of veg oil in the world. And certainly demand is in question there. And production we know is going to be increasing in the palm oil regions. So, I just don't see why bean oil really has much rally power in here at all. We had good rains across the country. Most of the country, or a good deal of it, got pretty good rains. Here in Chicago, we got really solid rains, warm temperatures. Now, we're going to have a few days over the next week of cool temps, maybe into the high 60s, but that's about it. We're going to have 3 days in the 80s. The areas that missed the rain here over the weekend, they look to be in line to get it over the next 5 days. We had good rains in Kansas, Nebraska. A lot of the Midwest got really good rains out here. We don't see much heat, so I think we're in pretty good shape here. We'll get crop progress tonight. We expect to see corn, 85 to 95% planted. Beans, probably 65 to 80% planted, somewhere in those ranges. We did not see any export sales here this morning. That's the second day in a row without China buying any grain. That always puts the market on a little bit of a defensive out here. Egypt tendered for wheat overnight. The Romanians look like they're going to get the bulk of the business, maybe some Russian business, but Romania is still a large exporter, and U.S. obviously no chance for any of that business. As far as I see out here, I don't see anything all that friendly. I see moderate temperatures, rains around the country, certainly not hot and dry, and funds still very long in the corn, the beans. It's not going to take them that much to get short the meal out here. They're short wheat. They're still long about 80,000 oil out here. So there's still more liquidation if the funds want out. And that could be the case between now and the time we get the acres numbers. I think the acres will be bearish, and then maybe you can buy that break. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.